Hello, world. Today I want to introduce you to W. Edwards Deming, a giant in the management field of business. And we really want you to understand a couple of his key points. We're going to use the book to frame it called Deming Management at Work that was written by Mary Walton. This was her second book covering W. Edwards Deming. We're also going to just point out six companies, the work of her book, highlighted six different companies that implemented Deming's techniques and improved their performance. Now, the key with Deming, and he'll tell you this, is you don't see something that someone else does and then just copy it. You learn what works best for yourself. But for the purposes of highlighting their accomplishments in this book, we're going to name the companies. One, Florida Power and Light. Two, Hospital Corporations of America. Three, Tri-Cities, Tennessee. Four, the U.S. Navy. Five, Bridgestone. Six, Globe Metallurgical Incorporated. Now again, remember, don't just copy and paste what they did. Your situation is unique and your people are unique, so keep that in mind. So let's talk about the 14 points. If you get this from this short introduction, consider it a victory. Start off and understand the 14 points that Deming has made famous, and I'll start right now. The first one, create a constancy of purpose for improvement of your product and service. Remember, the role of business is not just to make money. Think beyond that and think about the role of business as creating jobs through innovation, through research, and through constant improvement. Think about it that way. Second, adopt the new philosophy. And what he means by the new philosophy is, in the past, we were complacent with poor service and substandard performance. We don't need to tolerate these. These are unacceptable. Mistakes and negativism in the workplace should not be accepted. That's a new philosophy that we need to adopt across the board. Third, cease dependence on mass inspection. Remember this point. Quality comes not from inspection, but from improvement of process. Many times with inspection, you're wasting money, you're doing redundant, unnecessary work. Fourth, end the practice of awarding business on price tag alone. Now, it's very tempting to do that, but we've all heard the phrase, you get what you pay for. Now, think about it this way. Seek the best quality in a long-term relationship with one supplier where you're building that relationship. Don't just try to whittle down cost and then you have to justify poor quality to customers in the future. Next point, improve constantly and forever the system of production and service. This will result in a reduction of waste and an improvement of quality. Remember, improvement's not a one-time effort. Six, institute training. Too often, workers have learned their job from another worker who was never trained properly either. They can't do their jobs well because no one ever taught them how to do so. Next, institute leadership. It's not the job of a supervisor to tell people what to do, nor is it to punish them, but rather to lead. Leading consists of helping people do a better job and by learning by objective methods who's in need of individual help. Next, drive out fear. Remember, many employees are afraid to ask questions or to take a position, even if they don't really understand what their job is. To assure better quality and productivity, it's necessary that people feel secure. 9. Break down barriers between staff areas. Often a company's departments, and obviously not yours, or units are competing with each other or have goals at conflict. Worse, one department's goals may cause trouble for another. 10. Eliminate slogans, exhortations, and targets for the workforce. It's never helped anybody do a good job. Deming suggests letting workers formulate their own slogans. Next, eliminate your numerical quotas. Quotas only take into account numbers, but not quality. A person, in order to hold the job, meets a quota at any cost, without regard to damage to his company. Well, not at your company, of course, but yeah, your company as well. Next, remove barriers to pride of workmanship. Too often, misguided supervisors, faulty equipment, might be defective materials. They stand in the way of good performance. We must remove these barriers. Institute a vigorous program of education and retraining. Remember, both education applies to management and the workforce, and you have to be educated in the new methods. And finally, and this is the most important thing of all of them, we've got to remember to take action to accomplish the transformation. Workers cannot do this on their own, nor can managers. It requires a special top management team with a plan of action to carry this out. I hope this makes sense to all of you. I thank you for following the 14 points, and I hope you can walk away with a foundation and enjoy the concepts of W. Edwards Deming. Again, this book was called Deming Management at Work. Thanks for your time.